Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky. I try to lift weights 2 to 3 times a week, walk about an hour or two a day. That's because I have very active dogs and do my stretching and everything. But sometimes it can get hard and sometimes I get off track and then I pay for it. So we've got Bedros Koulian here to talk about staying on track with your fitness. Bedros, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You know, I want to mention that you're the founder and CEO of the world's fastest growing indoor fitness bootcamp franchise, Fit Body Bootcamp. That is really cool. When did you first get into fitness?
You know, ever since, senior year of high school, I wanted to lose weight so I can ask a girl out to prom. I figured that would be a great way to build confidence. And while I lost the weight and started working out, and I never really had the confidence to ask her out and go to prom, but it changed my life. And since then, so about 20 years now, I've been a personal trainer and, of course, now the founder of Fit Body Bootcamp, which is a global fitness franchise.
So, Bedros, tell us truthfully, how many times a week should we be working out? For how long? What should our heart rate be at in order for us to maximize our workouts and get the most benefit?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, most people are under the impression they need 6-7 days a week of working out or even 2 hours at a time. That's completely untrue because enough science-backed information has emerged over the last even 5 to 10 years that tells us that a good 30-minute high-intensity interval workout is not only going to help you burn as much as 400 to 600 calories during that 30-minute workout, but also it's going to create that afterburn effect. And that afterburn effect continues to help you burn more calories as much as 32 hours after your workout. And so really, the big key here is to work out in 30-minute high-intensity bursts. And really, 3 to 4 days a week is all you need. Quite frankly, heart rate, I think, is the biggest scam of all when you look at those treadmills or elliptical machines and it tells you in your fat burn zone you have to be at this heart rate. Because if you can actually exceed that kind of fat-burning heart rate zone and go into this higher state of where your body is actually starting to lack oxygen, you are going to just jettison yourself into the afterburn zone, which is really what you want. Now, you can't stay in that heart rate zone for too long. You're going to do maybe, you know, a minute and a half, maybe even when you're starting out 30 seconds at that really high intensity, and then bring it back down again to your quote-unquote fat burn zone. But that means you get to have a much shorter workout that yields a far greater outcome, which is really what we all want.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, I'm sure you see more people in your gyms now, right? With January rolling around and everyone making their New Year's resolutions. And Andrea, I spoke about that recently. We're not that big on the resolutions. We're more about learning what you can and putting into effect every day and being as healthy as you can be. What do you do with people who come in and you see them getting excited and then you see it's mid-January and they start to waver? How do you keep them coming back?
Yeah, good question. So we have this policy across all 400 Fit Body Bootcamp locations worldwide, and the policy is real simple. When you come in, we set a short-term goal for the next 30 days, and then we set a long-term goal, which is the next 90 days to 6 months, depending on the outcome that you want to achieve. And this way, we all know that everybody's looking for immediate gratification. So that's our 30-day short-term goal. And what we found is two things get people to stay and to commit to a workout on an ongoing basis. And thing number one is to achieve some kind of outcome. So we set that short-term goal for 30 days and then, you know, work our butts off to get them there through proper nutrition and high-intensity interval workouts. And number two is accountability or quote-unquote community. And what we do at our Fit Body Bootcamp locations is, you know, if you decide to come and work out every day at, let's say, 5:30 in the morning or 9 a.m. or 7 p.m., you know, you're working out with 20, 25 other people in a group environment. And soon it becomes kind of like Cheers is how I describe it. It's that second home. It's that place that you look forward to come to because you've got friends and you get to talk. And you kind of turn off your brain and you just do what the coaches tell you to do. And in 30 minutes, you've got an amazing workout. So as long as we can hit our 30-day goal, then we have a bigger goal, which is 90 days to 6 months. And by that point, most people are past that resolution point. They're past the this is a fad. It becomes more of a lifestyle once you enter the 90-day period.
All right, so I have two questions now. So I was telling Lisa for the longest time I wasn't working out the way I should be, and then I finally found something I loved in August, and I'm addicted. Like four times a week, I'm at the gym, and now I, you know, it's funny. I look back, and I can't even imagine my life without working out on a regular basis, and I, you know, I realize how much I missed it. Now, for what about for someone like myself? I don't always love high intensity because my knee sometimes will hurt me, or I also don't love that kind of that pressure on my bladder. Does it still, I guess, do we still get the results or the benefits that we need if we're doing low impact? So, for example, instead of doing jumping jacks, I'll kind of do it lightly. Or instead of doing high knee raises, I'll just walk it out. Will I get the same benefits if I'm not doing that high impact aerobics?
Absolutely. And by, let's not make any mistake about it to say that if you can't do high intensity interval training, then you shouldn't do anything at all. You absolutely will get the results. They may come a little longer. But who cares? At the end of the day, you're getting so many other benefits as well. Stress reduction, better sleep, more energy. And so, listen, the fastest route to from point A to point B, is as far as fat loss is concerned, is high-intensity interval training and a proper diet. However, if there's limitations that won't allow you to do that, I'm a big fan of just go out there and do something that you love and make it a habit, and the results will come.
All right. Well, Bedros, unfortunately, we lost Andrea.
No.
But I have to say, I used to be a personal trainer many moons ago. I used to work, as an exercise physiologist a million years ago in weight training and weight management. But I have knee issues, and I was hit by a bread truck on my bike in 93 that left me with a bunch of scar tissue. So I can't do anything really intense. And it took me 5 years just to be able to lift weights where I'm at now. And so it can be very discouraging. But I think that it's so important to, you know, do what you can do, right? Because I'm not going to get the results as fast as other people, but I have limitations. But it's better that I keep trying, right?
That's exactly right. And we've all heard about the tortoise and the hare. And at the end of the day, it's the person who's consistent, makes it part of their daily ritual and their habit, that ends up yielding the largest benefit versus the person who starts off gung-ho, goes, you know, a month or 6 months, and then stops again and falls back to their old habits of, poor diet and no exercise.
Exactly. Now, Andrea wanted to ask how to get rid of cellulite. And I have to say, from my experience, it's a genetic thing, but I would love to ask, maybe that's just my excuse. I would love to hear we only have like a minute left, but just give us a little bit on that.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something that I had studied in depth, and that is cellulite. And this is a great thing for all women to know. The only reason men don't show cellulite is we just have thicker skin. Literally, we have thicker skin, and so the fat pockets don't show. And so, one, it's that. So you have thinner skin. The good news about that is when you work out and burn fat, you will be more defined quicker than men. And so the bottom line is that as long as you exercise and eat right, those fat cells will shrink. The cellulite will go away. And of course, genetics do have a factor in it, but not as big as a factor as most people think.
Oh, that is, you know, I want to have you back so we can talk all about cellulite, because mine drives me nuts, and I'm seeing it in places other than my legs. And that is, and you should see how clean I eat, Bedros. It is bumming me out the door, I tell you what. Anyway, you are fabulous. Tell us all the ways we can find you.
Yeah, well, you can find me at our global franchise site, fitbodybootcamp.com. I'm also very active on social media, both on Facebook and Twitter, at facebook.com/BedrosKilian or twitter.com/BedrosKilian.
All right. Thank you so much. Everyone, stay well, get fit, feel good, and keep listening to Naturally Savvy.